Spain is in a political crisis. The country's king spoke last night in a rare address to the nation. He had harsh words for the leaders of Catalonia. That's the northeast region that held an independence vote last week. It was ruled illegal by Spain's central government, which then sent police to raid polling stations. Lauren Freyer reports from the Catalan capital, Barcelona.
The Spanish king usually only speaks on TV at Christmas, but Spain is facing its most serious constitutional crisis since democracy began here in the late 1970s.
Estamos viviendo momentos muy graves para nuestra vida democrática.
We are living through very grave moments, a stone-faced King Felipe told the nation. Then he unleashed a tirade against Catalan separatist leaders.
Y con su conducta irresponsable,
with their irresponsible behavior, he said, they put their own region and all of Spain at risk. The king called them disloyal to the Spanish state just days after Spanish police attacked polling stations here. Nearly 1,000 civilians were injured Sunday. Moments after the king spoke, scores of people emerged onto balconies across Barcelona, clanging pots and pans together in what's become a nightly chorus of dissent here. The king's speech came at the end of a day of angry protests across Catalonia. Offices, schools, and most public transit were shut. On one of Europe's main coastal highways, protesters sat down and played chess in the middle of the road. Traffic backed up toward the French border.
We are trying to make people from all around the world see what's happening here. I think
college student Eina Nicolás wore a Catalan independence flag like a cape as she marched through Barcelona.
Everyone knows now that police attacked us when we were trying to vote. And now it's not anymore about independence, it's about democracy, and it's about
Spain calls Sunday's independence referendum here undemocratic. It was ruled illegal by all Spanish courts. Even though 90% voted for independence, the count was done by separatists themselves. Half of Catalans stayed home. Even those who voted for secession are now divided over what they want next.
I don't really even know what it means to declare independent yourself, like only from one side, you know.
Engineer Amaya Carrillo wants the Catalan president to try for dialogue.
You need to work things out, so I don't think it's that easy.
Still, Catalonia's president reiterated last night his plan to declare independence within days. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Barcelona.